Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, each day doesn't budge a whole lot. Low 30s at best. Good deal of cloud cover. A little peek at the sun by Tuesday. And we'll have a few snow showers in there for good measure. Today, mostly cloudy, the high near 30.
Thanks, Chuck. We're checking in at 22. Still a little bit cloudy out with the Q95.5 News. I'm a fan Trump.
Dropping the hit on the city that drives the world. WKQI, Detroit's continuous hit music station, is Q95.5.
Broadcasting live from Denny's on Woodward Avenue, just off the 12 Mile in Berkeley. Come and visit us. Free Grand Slam breakfasts. We're here in Berkeley till about 10 o'clock. Stop by and say hello for Danny's very last broadcast. Q95.5 traffic report brought to you by Sam Goody. In Ypsilanti, I-94 eastbound near Huron Street, we do have an accident that has you backed up pretty solid from US 23. Southfield southbound at I-96 at Jefferies. Then again before West Chicago, we've got a couple of stalled vehicles blocking the left lane. I-75, if you're heading southbound just before Madison, we've got an accident in the left lane slowing you down through that stretch. I-275 southbound at near 8 Mile. Watch for some scattered debris across the roadway. 6 Mile eastbound ramp to I-275 northbound is blocked by a trash dumpster. And Orchard Lake at 14 Mile Road, watch for an accident partially blocking traffic in both directions at this time this morning. Well, R&B artist Usher has performed at Oprah as well as for the NBA Stay in School program. Now you can check out his album. It's called My Way and LaFace at Sam Goody. With the traffic, I'm a Fentra, Q95.5.
Golfers, get to Pro Golf's winter clearance sale. Up to 50% off items in every department and complete re-gripping as low as 99 cents each. Pro Golf discount, 9 Detroit locations. Sale ends Monday.
Buffy the Vampire Slayer is moving to Tuesday in a spectacular two-night event, beginning on Monday and concluding on the WB's new Tuesday at Buffy's new earlier time. Now everything Buffy thought she knew about Angel will change.
I love you. I can't stop.
Don't. Just kiss me.
A night of passion between Buffy and the vampire she loves will unleash something they never dreamed of. Buffy episode so monumental, it takes two nights to tell.
Things are about to get very interesting.
Find out why TV Guide, People Magazine, and Entertainment Weekly all call Buffy one of the best shows on television.
Buffy!
It begins on Monday, then it's the unforgettable conclusion on the WB's new Tuesday at 8 p.m. Buffy's new night in time, right before Dawson's Creek.
The spectacular Buffy two-night event begins Monday on Detroit's place to WB, WB 20.
There I was, a homeowner, sinking. My credit was iffy, my plastic was up to limit and ready to explode.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
Then Consumer One Financial said, yes, you can get the cash you need. I paid off those nasty cards and my back taxes.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
Forget the guys yelling about loans. The help without the hype is at Consumer One Financial. You'll get great rates, and you'll get your answer in 24 hours.
Yes, you can get back on track.
Call Consumer One Financial toll-free at 888-944-HOME. Hey, if my Bruce credit was okay, yours may be too.
Yes, you can get back on track.
Consumer One Financial. They'll get you back on track. Honest.
Consumer One Financial.
Call toll-free 888-944-HOME.
Consumer One Financial.
Isn't this great, honey? Finally, all our relatives together.
Mom, I'm bored.
Stinks. Here comes your Uncle Stanley. Ask him how his gallbladder is doing.
Hi, Uncle Stanley. How's your gallbladder?
It's come and go, come and go. I'm up half the night with gas. I sweat and then my feet swell. I'm just hoping it's not diverticulitis. The doctor wants me to take antispasmodics. But when I take them, I shout out in my sleep. It's nothing compared to your Aunt Tess's health problems.
Hi, Aunt Tess.
Every day with this hip is a living hell. I can't sleep. I can't get out of the tub. Your uncle would help, except the gas. Listen, you hear that clicking sound? That's my hip.
Need some interesting people in your life? Introducing Teen People Magazine from the editors of People. Get the inside scoop on your favorite celebs, rock stars, and really cool teens. Plus tips on fashion, beauty, dating, and tons of other stuff. On sale January 9th. And check out our website, Only on America Online. Keyword, Teen People.
Q95.5, Danny and the Q Crew. We are not, wow, the last day of calling it Danny and the Q Crew. Yeah. I am so sad. Everybody say hi to our listeners at home.
Hi!
We have doled out about 380 breakfasts so far this morning. That's kind of cool.
Wow.
Fed some people who are hungry on their way to work. And now it's time for Slot Machine in Your Pants, one of my favorite parts of the show. Oh, thank you very much for your support. Your name, please.
Paul.
Paul, and where do you think that you are going right after this?
Home. It's
yeah.
A nice, warm, hot shower.
Very nice. I don't want to hear about you naked, Paul. Relax. All right. Here's the deal. Here's how this works, Paul. We are going to take, it's for an overnight stay. It's a very nice little prize. We are going to take a gallon jug of fruit cocktail that has been kept. Now, this is an added touch. I never did this before. See that very mean and wicked-looking lady right there, Ann Boss, the promotions lady? Uh-huh. She actually thought it'd be really funny to keep it in the freezer.
Thank you.
So, and we know what cold's going to do for you.
Right.
So, here's the deal. We are going to take, the game is called Slot Machine in Your Pants, and what we are going to do is we are going to take that gallon jug of fruit cocktail, and we're going to dump it right down your pants. Now, if you can get three matching fruits to come out your pant leg, you're a winner. Hence the name, Slot Machine in Your Pants. I'm sorry, what is your point of view on this?
That sounds almost a little sicker than it should, but...
is your wife here with us? Because I need some assistance. Where's Sonia? Sonia, can you come up here? Hi, Sonia, how are you?
Okay.
Here's what I'm going to need you to do, because... You've grown a little, but your pant size hasn't, is what I'm trying to say. I'm the same way.
In a rock band.
If I can stuff myself into a 30, I still think I'm thin. All right, so here's the deal. I'm going to need you, Sonia, since his pants are a little snug, is the word I'll go with.
They're tight.
Okay, tight. Heffron, thank you. What we're going to do is I will need Sonia to pull his pants way out. So I can pour the fruit cocktail down there. Ann, can you come out here and help me and grab the fruit cocktail? All right, let's just kind of rehearse this. Could you just pull his pants out? Oh, God, I can see it.
Come on.
There's no reason for that. There's no reason for that. All right. Oh, well, don't. Kids, close your eyes. Are you going to wash?
All right.
You're doing. I don't even want to know what you're doing. All right, now, you're going to pull, I'll tell you what, I'll trade you. You take the microphone and hold it to my mouth, please. All right, Sonia, wow, I've never had so many helpers on this bit. All right, there they are. Oh, now, Sonia, you're going to make sure you don't want to get any of this on you. Paul, you suck in. Sonia, you pull out. Yeah, this game should come with a manual. All right, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Keep your eye on the fruit cocktail.
He's pouring the fruit cocktail down his pants.
All right.
Pants.
We have a gallon of fruit cocktail.
Oh, gallon.
All right. I see. There's one of the maraschino cherries. I see another maraschino cherry. Can anybody else see another maraschino? We have a winner.
Yeah.
Would you care to describe? Oh, man, are you going to be sick? That is the grossest face I think I ever saw. Could you describe the sensation to our family listening at home?
Sonia, I hope you're up to some energy tonight. I got no idea.
Here's what you and your lovely wife, Sonia, have won. It is a complimentary stay. One night stay for two people at the Mission Point Resort. You're going to have a lovely time. Thank you to you. Thank you to you, Sonia. And thank you very much to Mission Point Resort. We'll take a break. We'll be right back.
Nice.
It's Q95.5.
Gotta keep pushing. Can't stop now.
Bicycle messenger Amy Mack can't let a bad cold slow her down, so she takes Alka-Seltzer Plus, the only cold medicine that combines ingredients to relieve your worst symptoms with a burst of effervescence that's ready to speed relief the instant you take it. So get Alka-Seltzer Plus cold medicine and get back in the race.
People ask why I don't do a triathlon. I say, I'm not ready for a vacation.
Alka-Seltzer Plus, the strength and speed you need, also in great-tasting orange and cherry. Use as directed.
If your New Year's resolution is to lose weight and get in shape, American Exercise is your resolution solution. With no payments for 12 months on everything, American American Exercise is the only store where you can see 17 different treadmills side by side, starting at just $7.99, and including this year's Best Buy winner, the Pacemaster Pro Plus. From life cycles to stair climbers, we've got it all, including 10 styles of exercise bikes and 14 styles of home gyms. At American Exercise, we've got the brand names other stores wish they had, like Precor, Life Fitness, Schwinn, and more. Plus, only American Exercise has the hot new Nordic Track Ellipse, now in stock. Best of all, everything's on display to see, compare, and try before you buy. This year, keep that resolution and get in shape without paying a penny till 1999 at American Exercise in Southfield, Rochester, Novi, Ann Arbor, Warren, Southgate. Call 1-888-VERY-FIT.
Think 98 Ford Windstar, the only minivan to earn 5 stars for safety. This is the highest government frontal crash rating for the driver and front passenger. It's U.S. government data, only useful when comparing vehicles within 500 pounds. Windstar is the best-selling minivan in Detroit and comes with over 40 standard safety features, including four-wheel anti-lock brakes and new second-generation dual airbags. Think Windstar. Think 5 stars for safety. Come in and test drive one today. Ask your sales consultant for a free $5 discount coupon for Sesame Street Live's 1-2-3 Imagine performance on January 27th at the Fox Theater. Hurry to order your seats while quantities last from any Ticketmaster outlet. Think Ford Windstar and see 1-2-3 Imagine from January 21st to February 1st. And remember, always wear your safety belt and secure children in the rear seat.
Sure, you've played Michigan Lotto, and up till now, you've liked the thought of taking your jackpot in annual installments worth millions. But have you ever dreamed of taking your winnings all at once? Well, Michigan Lotto is something new for you.
Check the box.
Yeah, one little box.
Check the box.
Uh-huh, a lump sum box.
Check the box.
The all-new cash option box.
Check the box.
From Michigan Lotto. You'll find one on your next playslip. By simply checking the lump sum cash option box, you could take home your lotto jackpot as one big check. It's all up to you to decide. Spread it out or take it all at once. All you have to do is, well, all together now. Come on. You know the words.
Check the box.
To be an instant millionaire.
Check the box.
With a new lump sum cash option box. Part of the Better Than Ever Michigan Lotto. So pay a visit to your local Michigan Lottery retailer and check it out.
Don't forget Smart Play for your free chance to win this Saturday's jackpot of $9.2 million.
All right, Q95.5, we are live at Denny's on Woodward and 12 Mile. Feel free to come on by. Ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only, Kevin O'Neill. Good morning, Kevin. How are you, buddy?
Doing great, Danny. Thanks for having us in here this morning. It's great to see you. We wish you the best. And I'll tell you, though, when you hit New York City, let me tell you one thing right now. When you're driving your Hummer through the Bowery, those guys are going to be so freaked out when they see that thing. They're going to think that somebody took a wrong turn at the UN with the peacekeeping forces. They will be so in awe of you, they will give you free squeegee service for a year.
I want you to know I could use that on that car.
Oh, you are really in for it. New York City, the place where you can put what?
I'm not going to have to do any work at all.
Kevin, you go ahead.
No, I think that's so cool. You're going to a place where you actually can pay $3,000 a month for an efficiency. I think
thank you so much.
You got a place to live yet, Danny?
No, I do not. The place I really wanted is gone already. There's apparently, I looked at this apartment. It's a small loft, but I mean, anything I can afford in New York is going to be very small.
Right,
but the
right.
cool thing was the elevator. It was on the fourth floor, which was the top floor, was your front door. You got in to the elevator, and it went up and opened up, and you were inside the house. There was no other front
That's
door.
Really
Isn't that cool?
That's
Isn't that cool?
Cool? That's gone.
Gone, 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 gone.
Okay, not so cool.
I know, I'm bumming. We have had a lovely time this morning. I was just telling John DeFenture that ladies keep coming up to me, hugging me, saying, it's been so nice knowing you. I'm really going to miss you. Goodbye. And I'm normally used to women saying, God, was this a terrible relationship? I'm calling my lawyer.
Right.
So this has been touching. So I realized that. So we are essentially, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to just take a look past me, you will be looking essentially aside from a yet-to-be-named newswoman.
That's right.
This is your new morning show right here. Who thinks they're going to do really well?
Right. I do.
I do, too.
Thank you. That's very kind of you. And we appreciate appreciate everyone sticking around with us on Monday morning.
Thank
Thanks
you
so
very much.
And
it's not really us. It's the Grand Slams. You know, yeah. It's not all that popular. We have the food.
Yep.
And we're not going to lose touch with you because we're going to be talking with you in New York and finding out what's going on in the Big Apple. And
I'm assuming because, and I don't want to be, I don't want to get myself in trouble, even though I don't think this guy is in a position to fire me anymore.
Uh-huh. Right.
The announcement about Mr. Wirt, that's been in the paper, right?
Yes.
That's in the paper. I have no problems with this. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know where he is. Is Larry Wirt here anywhere? Larry, are you still here anywhere?
Handsomest man who used to be in radio.
He's back there?
Handsome man.
Okay. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, a quick announcement. I am not the only one leaving, although I am staying with the company. The man who 5 years ago, against the judgment of his bosses, they said, and this is not a joke, when this particular man who hired me, his boss said, are you crazy? The guy's a felon. And he said, I don't care. I think he's changed his ways, and you were right. Then they heard me on the radio for the first time and said, are you out of his mind? He doesn't say anything, and he just yells into the microphone. He stood by me 5 years ago, and now I get to do mornings in New York. It's the biggest job, really, there is in radio. So a big thanks to the guy who hired me 5 years ago, Larry Wirt. Thank you very much.
Woo-hoo!
Now, I am leaving Michigan but staying with the company. Larry Wirt has, as of a couple days ago, announced he is leaving the company, and I'll be, and everybody else will be very sad to see him go. But I'd like you to meet, right there, ladies and gentlemen, the new head guy of NBC TV. You big cheese, you big cheese. By the way, for those of you that are seeing Larry Wirt for the first time, I always describe him as the handsomest man in radio. And last night at our little party, do you know how some lady described you? He's kind of a cute Bill Murray type. Wow, I don't know how that happened. Anyway, thank you so much for this opportunity, Mr. Wirt. You are the man. I really appreciate it. All right, we'll take a quick... Yes, sir.
When I was coming in here, a big van of kids just drove up, and they're on their way in here now. So it's either class has just let out at Shrine School across the street, or it's the Von Trapp family. You
are coming in.
With a little off eaters there.
So, by the way, right after the show, I move literally today. I go home, I pack up Gretchen, Isabella, and the twins, and we all moved to New York.
Well, I wish you the best of luck. I know we all do. And thanks for keeping the chair warm for myself and John and Afentra and the soon-to-be
hold on,
person.
Hold on. I get that chair.
Oh, you
Kevin.
Get that chair? No,
yes.
Wait, I get
ladies
that chair.
Ladies first.
No,
I get that chair.
It's not at all that until that they're
no,
fighting.
That
let's take a look at traffic. It's Q95.5.
Thanks, Jay. Looking at a couple of snags in addition to the usual ones. The Q95.5 traffic report brought to you by Farmer Jack. In Ypsilanti, I-94, if you're heading eastbound before Huron Street, we still have that accident working. Is blocking the two left lanes. You are backed up solid to at least U.S. 23. Southfield southbound at I-96 at Jeffries. Then again, before West Chicago, we've got a couple of stalled vehicles. Just adding to your usual delays, those are blocking the left lane. I-75 southbound before Madison. We've got an accident in the left lane, slowing travel. And 6 mile eastbound, the Rand 2I-275 northbound. That remains blocked by a tipped over trash dumpster. Farmer Jack, 2 day super savings time this Friday only. Save on Coca-Cola, two varieties. I'm sorry. Actually, 2 liters, all varieties, 69 cents plus deposit. Limit two, please. With the traffic, I'm Afentra, Q95.5. Well, we are broadcasting live here at Denny's on Woodward, south of 12 Mile in Berkeley. Come on by. We're here to 10 o'clock and get your Grand Slam breakfast free. The Q95.5 News brought to you by Rite Aid. Fire officials say carbon monoxide poisoning likely made at least 18 employees sick today at two factories in Macomb County. A hospital spokesperson says none of the affected workers at Genesis Manufacturing and Production Stamping Plants in Chesterfield Township had any injuries considered to be actually life-threatening. The buildings were, however, evacuated for several hours. It took the Secret Services just about 5 hours to track down email death threats to President Clinton. That was back to a high school in Michigan. 17-year-old Midland High School student has been charged with 2 misdemeanor counts of using a telephone line to make a malicious threat. We also have what began as a clever payroll heist in New York has ended with police calling the 3 suspects dumb, dumber, and dumbest. 3 masked men allegedly got through tight security at the World Trade Center, accosted guards and others in an elevator, and made off with more than $1 million. 300 of that was in U.S. currency. Then they pulled off their ski mask before walking just past the hidden cameras. Within hours, the mugs of Melbourne Folk, Michael Reed, and Richard Gillette were splashed all over the television. That spurred more than 60 calls to a police hotline from the Brooklyn neighborhood where these all men actually lived. A local barber even says one of them got a haircut after the heist. One suspect has been arrested and authorities are looking for the other two. In sports this morning, the Pistons won it in overtime last night. Brian Williams put the winning layup in. Final score there, 95-94. The Clippers finally winning one. They clipped the Nets, 119-116. Supersonics slamming the Heat, 103-85. The Grizzlies took a hit last night from the Celtics. On the ice, it was the Capitals defeating the Blackhawks. The Sabres outshot the Canucks 6-2. And the Sharks and the Avalanche, they tied it up at 2 in overtime. Q95.5 News Time, 8:28.
My day started at 2 a.m. The little one woke up with a fever of 103.
Hey, is that you?
Why are you out of bed, sweetie? What's wrong?
Mommy, my tummy hurts and my head hurts, too.
That's terrible. I'm going to call Dr. Peterson right now, all right? The doctor called in a prescription to a Rite Aid that's open 24 hours. They even had a drive-through pharmacy so no one had to get out of the car. And at 2 o'clock in the morning, that was a safe feeling.
No other drugstore in Michigan has more drive-through pharmacies than Rite Aid. And no one has more 24-hour pharmacies than Rite Aid. Maybe that's because only Rite Aid understands that children have a way of getting sick long after closing time. That's why you can always count on Rite Aid, even in the middle of the night.
A drugstore with a drive-through. You know, somebody at Rite Aid must be a mom.
Switch to Rite Aid, the right choice for Michigan.
Let's check out that chilly forecast with Chuck Gatica. He's coming in as we speak right now. Make the way. Make way for Chuck Gatica. Hi, Chuck. How are you? They're loving you. They're not even letting you get through here.
Hello.
How you doing?
Oh, I'm double parked in front of Denny's, but outside of that, I'm okay.
That's good.
Yeah, we've got temps in the low 20s. Hi, kids. Hi. Looks like we'll head for a high today near 30 degrees, cloudy skies. Tonight down to 25, cloudy. Then tomorrow, a few flurries, 32 degrees. And if you're heading to New York, looks like a high of about 38, little rain mixing with snow. Outside now, low 20s, heading for a high near 30. Back to you.
Thank you, Chuck.
Thank you.
How much does that guy sound like Cher when he's singing?
I must be lonely.
I must be lonely. All right, let us go to the phones and talk to Carol on line five. Good morning, Carol. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Very well. Thank you very much.
Good luck in New York, man.
Thank you very much. I'm getting nervous. I'm starting to get a little bit nervous.
We're going to miss you in the morning.
Thank you very much, but I'm sure that John, Kevin, and Fincher will be doing a wonderful job.
Danny, did you see Hoosiers?
Yes.
It's the same thing. Go in there, measure the microphone in New York. You see it's the same length as the microphone here.
You know, but I've always thought the size of the microphone doesn't really count.
It doesn't matter.
It does. That's a lie.
Yeah.
It really does.
It really does? Yes. Okay, good to know. All right, we have got Carol on line five, and she is going to tell us the phrase that pays. Do you remember when this happened, Carol?
It was about 5:45 yesterday.
And do you remember who said it?
Doughboy.
Was Doughboy, and what did Doughboy say?
I would kiss your butt for a Grand Slam breakfast.
I would kiss your butt for a Grand Slam breakfast. Now, normally we have tape to play back to verify. Mm-hmm. I'm guessing today we don't.
We have it.
We do? All right. We have tape. Can we take a listen to make sure that that is the correct phrase that pays?
Doughboy, don't even start with me, mister. There's no lactose in this stuff. You can have it. I'll take it away.
I'll kiss your butt for a Grand Slam.
There's Zena. Yeah. Come on.
Praise the pays right there, the right pays. Tomorrow morning. That is the phrase that pays. Right. It happened at 5:58. I will kiss your butt for a Grand Slam. Uttered from the mouth of the Doughboy.
Well, there you go. Carol, you've just won $100 cash money.
Awesome. Thank you.
Very nice. Thank you very much for playing. And please do yourself a favor. Keep listening to Q95.5, okay?
I will. Thank you.
All right. It is 9:51. I have no idea, 9:52, what we're supposed to be doing. I guess we will take a break, and we'll come back and wrap up the very...
Say the goodbyes.
Wrap the very last stuff.
I can't take it anymore.
Okay, but I'm trying to be sentimental, but there's kids by the cake again. Kids by... There's more children
keep
by my cake.
Hey, that's my new CD, Kids by the Cake.
Oh, look at Chuck encouraging
Chuck is encouraging them to eat my cake.
Hey, look, a funnel cloud.
They're staring at Chuck like he's on fire. Yeah. He's like, what?
You can do that. It's okay.
Yeah, feel free. Go ahead, ladies. You can have some cake. Or you can just stare at Gatica. That's cool, too. Sorry. All right, we will take a quick break, and we'll be back to wrap this stuff up from Denny's. It's Q95.5.
Thank you, one and all.
Wow. All right. We're on. A quick thank you going out to Paul and Ellie and the staff here at Denny's. Thank you very much.
Nice job.
Thank you very, very much.
Woo-hoo. Well, this is it, and I don't even have time for, like, a long sentimental goodbye. I got a plane to catch. Right. I got to get the twins to the doctor. And then right after that, we pack up and pack up the truck and move to Beverly, if you will. So this is pretty much it. So let's see. who has helped us through the couple of years together. It's certainly been Tom O'Brien.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
Let's see, Dave Kerr, Larry Wirtz.
Larry Wirtz.
CD in the his
in
house.
His house.
CD Anderson. CD Anderson, if you ever get a chance to see the civilians, go out and see them starring CD. You'll know CD immediately. He's the one that moves.
Yeah.
In case you get a chance to go see them. And if you happen to be one of the civilians, I'm totally kidding. Let's see who else. Bill Vellner, the sales guy. Kim Fenateri, who completely dogged me out the other day, but right. I know her name anyway. So thank you very much. Help me out here, Heth, because there's so many people. Ann Boss. Darlene.
Your producers.
Nancy and Pam at the front desk. You guys totally rock.
Yes.
The producers, Matt.
Shut up, Matt.
That one guy we had for that day.
Joel. Shut up, Joel. Yep.
That other guy we had for like a day or so.
Yeah, shut up, that guy.
And then Barb now.
Barb.
Yes. Promotion.
The limo driver who heard all our stories at all our remotes that has to swear secrecy for life.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
that
yeah.
That guy knows a lot of stuff all about right. things that have happened that none of you have. And things we've talked about in there, the chicken, the whole chicken story, all the stuff that right. only we will know about.
Do you remember, John, when that little kid tried to extort you just a little while ago?
Right.
And you said the thing to do was to go on the air immediately and just cop to it and right. just get it out in the open. Well, let's take, you know, I don't want to go to New York thinking that limousine driver's got that big secret on us. So one night, John and I were alone in a limousine.
Oh, gosh.
We're in an appearance. Went over to, what's that bar, the Velvet Lounge.
Right.
Had a couple of drinks. No, I'm not going there. Yeah, all right. So, yeah, Mr. Limousine Driver, shut up. Shut up, Joel. Shut up, Matt. Let's see. So I don't want to forget anybody because that would be really, really bad.
Everyone at the station.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, well, that takes care of my lovely wife who put up with a ton. You know, she had the lovely young lady had no private life whatsoever. And often called up and was, I thought, a big part of the show. So right. Certainly thanks to Gretchen and Boo. For being a big part of the show. Chuck Gatica.
Yes.
Who, according to a lot of people, you know, not. I'm going to reduce you just for a second to the weather guy rather than Chuck Gatica, the big TV star. I've never had anybody say, what's your favorite part of the show? And had lots of people say, when you talk to the weather guy. A lot of people, that was their favorite part of the show, including mine. I really have always enjoyed it.
Well, I've never called a man Pookie on the air.
No, you haven't?
No.
And I'm retiring it right now. I will never call another man Pookie for the rest of my career.
I want you to know, I hope Kevin O'Neill is listening. Don't even try to get him to call you Pookie. He's mine.
Because he'll be thinking of someone else.
If I'm forgetting anybody, I apologize. It's just all of a sudden the show is over, and so is my career in the state of Michigan.
And I would like to take the time to wish you luck in New York, but I'm not doing that sentimental goodbye because now that you can email and we'll probably be talking, you tell me how what's going on in your show, and I'll tell you how they still haven't got me a printer yet. And how it,
Also, thank you for reminding me. I'd like to take time to say good luck to you guys. There is a new sheriff in town, and his name is Johnny Heffern. Yeah. There's a new morning show.
I'm your Huckleberry.
Johnny Heffern. Did you say I'm your Huckleberry?
Mm-hmm.
Anybody who can raise their hand right now and say what movie's that from gets $100. Right there. Come here.
Tombstone.
Tombstone winner right there. That lady gets $100.
You want to know?
No, I don't care. I just want to give away $100.
Gillette has left the building.
Yep.
He's way
another $100 on me, and it had to be done. I'm feeling pretty cocky right now.
I want to wish you luck, Danny, for like about a year and a half, almost a year and a half since I've been with you. You've made mornings interesting. Interesting is probably the best word. You know, you've been a big part of my life in a strange and twisted way. I'm going to miss you, man. It's going to be weird.
John and I were talking last night, and they said, you know, I'll probably be gone less than a week when they realize it wasn't me. It's really you guys that are the weird ones.
Whatever. Anyway, continued success. And good luck in New York. And
this is so sad. I have to run right now. It's like you have to say goodbye and then not really mean it.
Yeah.
Right. I really mean it.
I'm really going to miss Boo Bear, man.
Yeah, tell her I said goodbye.
Yes.
I'll see him, though.
She loves you.
Yeah.
Remember when she came up to you and said, I'm not jealous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we finally had to explain to her that you have a girlfriend.
Right.
By the way, can I point out, as long as we're just traveling down memory lane here, we had a friend over. Oh, another sacrifice that I made for New York.
Mm-hmm.
I had to let Max, my lovely dog, go to a friend's house. They have, you know what? It was either that, and I probably could have kept him in New York, but it didn't seem fair to put. I can't afford anything big at all. I had to put him in a little tiny apartment. He's a 200-pound dog, and our best friend Barb and Kevin have horse property and dogs and stuff like that. That just seemed like the best thing to do.
That's a good move.
But this had something to do with my daughter when I started this, and I have no. Oh yeah. So anyway, they were over to pick up the lovely and talented Max. And I go, come here, honey, give me a kiss. And she already won't kiss me in front of her friends.
Oh,
wow.
She's only three, and it totally broke my heart.
Get over it.
So Dave Kerr, of course, goodbye to him. Welcome aboard to Rick Gillette.
Yes, welcome.
You guys will all do wonderful with him. That's it. I got a plane to catch. Thank you very much for having me, Michelle.
Bye, Pookie.
See you, sweetheart. Bye, everybody. Q95.5. Listen Monday morning for the debut of the brand new Q Crew on Q95.5.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
Don't you just love a happy ending?
I'm out of here.
Goodbye.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.